USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the impeachment trial of President Trump in the Senate formally begins, Senate Democrats are calling on votes for witnesses and documents. Senate Minority Leader, Democrat from New York, Chuck Schumer, believes
Leader McConnell decided to go along with the president's desire to cover up his wrongdoing. Hook, line, and sinker. It almost seems that the resolution was written in the White House.
As far as why he believes witnesses won't be called, Texas Republican Congressman John Ratcliffe.
There isn't a witness that can be called that can fix this process. There isn't a witness on either side that you can call that can inject fairness and due process into a process that had none.
A polar vortex is bringing cold temperatures to over 50 million Americans. Folks from Louisiana all the way to Orlando, Florida are seeing temperatures 10 to 20 degrees below normal. This is USA Radio News.
We're already into a new year, and according to TransUnion's annual consumer credit forecast, the consumer credit market looks strong. Matt Comos, TransUnion's Vice President of Research and Consulting.
The U.S. consumer is as strong as ever, and we expect more of the same this year. More consumers are securing loans and increasing their balances in a measured way, all while maintaining historically low delinquency rates. Low unemployment rates, continued wage growth, and an overall sound economy are making this positive performance hold true.
Are there trends to watch for this year?
TransUnion's trends to watch are credit card performance staying strong, personal loans stabilizing, auto lenders continuing at a steady pace, and first-time homebuyers leading mortgage activity.
The U.S. consumer credit market has grown every year since the Great Recession in 2009, marking one of the longest economic expansions in U.S. history. There's more at TransUnion.com. That's TransUnion.com.
Obamacare will not be taken up by the Supreme Court. Democrats were hoping for a quick review of a lawsuit that challenges a landmark law, but the justices refused. The Supreme Court sent the case back to a lower court for clarification. This likely pushes a controversial case out of the presidential election year. International airports in the United States are on alert for people coming into the United States from China as a potentially deadly virus spreads. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky reports.
International airports in our country and airports around the world on alert as a deadly virus spreads from Wuhan, China. Thermal imaging scanners being used to check people coming from that area to see the temperature of their skin, as fever is a sign they could be sick. People in China being warned to avoid contact with live animals and to not eat raw or undercooked meats.
The World Health Organization is meeting on Wednesday to discuss the disease. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Over the last decade, media coverage of the Super Bowl has linked it to trafficking of women and girls for sexual exploitation. Between 2010 and 2016, 76% of the media reported the link between the Super Bowl and sex trafficking. But is there really a link between the two? Not according to Everett Bartlett. He's president of Stop Abusive and Violent Environments. I had a chance to chat with him, and I asked him why he feels people are being misled regarding these stories that we see regarding sex trafficking and the Super Bowl.
I think there is an agenda, and let's call them the gender warriors who are saying these things. And if you look at the claims they make, they are always portraying women as victims and men as perpetrators. In other words, you might suspect that there's a broader, call it a narrative, that's at work here. But, you know, for example, when we look at labor trafficking, that's very often, those are men who are victims of the labor trafficking. But again, these advocacy groups don't want to, you know, sort of deviate from this narrative that women are sort of, by definition, victims. Men are inherently perpetrators.
For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.